CliffCentral.com. Hey, Phil, what's happening, man?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Lekker. Phil Kutz is here. He is. We've spoken to Phil a couple of times. If this is the first time you've seen him, you haven't been paying attention. He's been with us a couple of months now on Cliff Central, and he's always got interesting things to tell us. Phil is in charge of a brilliant dealership. If you're ever in Ermelo, and I know for many people that's not necessarily a destination, but it's a busy place, and Phil's been busy over the last couple of months. He also deals all across the country, so it's not as if you have to go to Ermelo. He comes to you. Weren't you in Joburg yesterday, and now you're in Swaziland?
Yeah.
You drive around.
Yeah, coincidentally.
How's
the signal? Is it okay?
Yeah, it looks good. Everything's fine. But dude, how do you manage to drive such distances? Are you just used to it because you live in Ermelo and it's everything's far?
Yeah, well, I think you get used to it. I mean, I think that's the core. Yeah, I mean, we drive a lot. I mean, if you're in cars, you need to drive. So
sure,
that's probably part of the business.
And I mean,
you really get to
test these cars properly. I've got friends who live in the Free State, and to them, a 2-hour drive is nothing. You know, if you tell me I have to get in the car and drive for 2 hours, to me that's torture because I'm used to everything being really close. But if you live in like Ermelo and you need to get to Joburg, you don't think about it. How long is that trip from Ermelo to Joburg?
It's about 2 hours.
Yeah,
but it's a great road. I mean, you're on the N17 and then, there's no traffic cops, so it's easy. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's always a big plus. So listen, I wanted to catch up with you because there's quite a lot of stuff we haven't spoken about in a while. I've been driving that the short wheelbase Pajero for a little while, and I really like it. The only thing that I wanted to tell you that I didn't like is the way I have to reach around like this for the seatbelt because I'm lazy. And the only thing I didn't like was the seatbelt. Everything else is pretty damn cool. And I haven't taken it off-road, so I haven't used the diff lock or any of the lower gears or any of that stuff. But it drives beautifully. And I have to tell you, Phil, fuel efficiency, and it's a diesel that you gave me, fuel efficiency is such a big deal these days because the price of the fuel is so high.
Sure.
And that car is just... Yeah. It's unbelievable how little fuel it uses.
Oh, great. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, I mean, since the last time we spoke, I mean, we actually tried to punt that specific vehicle on your show.
Yes.
And as we mentioned, I mean, the Pajeros will be they will completely stop production now forever. So we bought quite a few in. I mean, from the point of maybe this thing will become like an icon vehicle or some collector's item. So, yeah, we're fortunate. I mean, so I think all the short wheelbases, like the one you currently drive, I mean, you've got our last one. So we've been sold out.
Oh, really?
Out since,
you sold out completely?
So, yes, on all short wheelbases. So, yeah, that's quite a nice thing. I mean, if you're a Pajero person, I mean, it's also a loyalty thing. I mean, the people that used to drive them, quite a few bought a new one, and now they're fine again for the next, 8, 9, 10 years or so. Yes.
So it's interesting you say that. First of all, congrats on selling out. I always love that because it's such good news. When you've made a bet on a car and you bought a few of them and you're always worried like, oh, my God, are we going to sell these? And if you sell out immediately, that means you made the right call. But I've had probably about three or four of my friends who've said to me that is one of their favorite cars. And they really are. They're very cute. They got lots of space. If you put those seats down at the back, you've got huge storage space. If you put the seats up, you've still got enough of a boot. And obviously the long wheelbase, you've got even more space there. But it's a really great car.
Yeah.
So well done on that.
Yeah, you can see that. The long wheelbase is actually a 7 seats as well, an option. So not for adults, but I mean you can still put up 2 seats in the back for kiddies or so, which is actually,
A 7-seater, I mean, what is this, for Mormon families or for, like, Catholics who've never had TV or whatever?
It could be our new company, Carl. All of us can fit in
The whole of Cliff Central could fit in that. We can go on a tour of the country in that car.
Yes, or Cliff Central commute.
You could put one person in the back to transport to Fat A as well.
Yeah, if you put all the seats down, you've got enough space to accommodate one person for Fat Air. All right, just generally, I'm always curious, and we've got George coming on just now, so he always has interesting info for us too. But I've always said, and I really do believe that you guys are in a unique position at DeWitt Motors, because you're in a small town. I mean, Ermelo is not the smallest town in South Africa, but it's also not the biggest. So you get a real front row seat to how the South African economy is doing, because if you guys are in serious trouble in terms of car sales and people aren't buying used or new cars, it's a good indicator to the rest of us that there's a problem in the economy. And I think it's weird because we've definitely got two kinds of economy in South Africa. We've got very wealthy people who have not just weathered the storm of COVID, but they've actually made more money. And those people are probably buying cars, I would imagine. You're going to tell me in a minute if I'm right or not. And then there are people who've suffered enormously through COVID and have had to sell a whole lot of stuff and have really just gone into survival mode. So what's the story at your dealership? How's everything going?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if our situation is a copy paste throughout the country, but I mean, I've spoken to quite a few other dealers, and I briefly mentioned to you, and you more or less agree with the mate you know at a BMW shop.
Yeah.
So I mean our cheapest car now in the range is around about 700,000 lakh, which is an A class, which is already quite expensive for an entry level vehicle. And then, I mean, so the things that what we've experienced in the last couple of months was, I mean, we're not selling anything below around about 1.1, 1.2 million. Sure. So it's almost like that market have disappeared and those people have moved to other brands and buying down. So they will start buying your Hyundais, Toyotas, smaller vehicles, and then vehicles over 2 million, 3 million, and I don't think we've ever sold so many of them on this current state. So there's definitely a trend towards, as you mentioned, I mean, I think the rich will just getting richer and the poor become very poor. So,
look, that's very sad, but I mean, I'm glad for you that you're selling high-end cars. That's terrific news, right? I mean, that just shows you there are...
The volume is down significantly. The volume is down significantly. Eh?
Okay. So all right.
We're selling 50% less to our runabout. So, but the price tag makes up for it. So yes.
You told us this before, but I can't remember. What is the most expensive car that you've sold recently?
Well, I mean your G wagons, your G63, your Geländewagens, they run about 3.2, 3.3 mark. So yeah. And then you can still add some extra as well. But yeah, I mean that's probably the one that's the most sought after at the moment. It's quite scarce, so if you can get one, you're going to sell it quite quick. So yeah, you're lucky if you're getting a G63.
That's an awesome car, though. I mean, isn't that the one that Malusiki Gaba's ex-wife Norma? That's the one that she scratched, and she was talking about at the State Capture Commission, right? All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm going to the game reserve next week with the family. We're doing a whole, it's us and one of our other sort of family friends, and there's a whole bunch of us going with the kids and everything else. So I'm probably going to be driving a different car the next time we speak, and I'm excited about that too. This is your part of the world as well, and you also go to the Kruger National Park quite often. So what would you recommend is the best thing to take in those sort of circumstances?
No, I think if you are more than four people, I mean, if you can go with a bus, that would be wonderful. You know, so I thought of maybe trying to see, I think we are 99, yeah, everything has been submitted and so on, and I can give you a V class.
Awesome.
Which is the I can say top end range of our buses or mini buses that we sell.
I love it.
So, yes, yeah.
Space. Yeah, there's nothing better than having lots of space. If someone wants to lie down, there's like enough space for them to lie down. If you want to sit up and everybody can see the windows are big, that's awesome. Right. That sounds terrific.
Yes. No, okay, so you'll be leaving on Thursday, right about Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday next week. By the way, I'm not doing the show next Friday. This is a good excuse for me to tell everybody who listens to the show I'm not here next Friday. So.
Oh, no.
No, see, don't pretend you didn't know about this already.
What?
Yeah, no, come on.
What is happening? CliffCentral.com.